My name is Stephanie Trava, and I am 20 years old. I live in Spokane, Washington, and I just finished my second year of college. Later this month, I will move 90 miles away from home to live on campus at Washington State University. I want to tell you how I get here and what my life has been like so far, including haven't always been smooth, but it's been totally worth it. I started preschool when I was 3. I really liked going and riding the school bus. My twin brother learned to read when he was only 3, and he read to me a lot. That made me want to learn to read too. When I was 4, my mom took me out of my public preschool that was just for kids with special needs because they didn't even notice that one lid spit out of my glasses and was gone the whole day. My mom thought that if they didn't notice that, they probably didn't even look at me the whole day. So she took me out and put me in a Montessori preschool with my twin brother, Gabriel. I went there 2 years. I was in integrated kindergarten class that had 2 teachers. 1/3 of the kids had special needs and 2/3 did not. I really like it. I learned to read that year, and at the end of kindergarten was in the highest reading group. I also like to practice my letters. My brother really liked science. I didn't like to do the experiments with him, but I sure liked watching him. In first grade, I read my first book all by myself. It was 10 apples up on top. We used the chalkboard in our living room to write down all the words I learned how to read. One day, I erased them all and wrote 2 sentences by myself. My mom was so proud, she had to take a picture. In first grade was also when the school district started telling my mom that they wanted to move me to a different school in a class just for kids with special needs. My mom didn't tell me then because I was just a kid, but now I know that she got a lawyer and my mom argued with the school lawyer. We won. I stayed at my school and got an aide to help me when I needed more support than the teacher could give me. These pictures are my friends, Ashley, Samantha, and Caitlin. I did all the things the other kids did and had really great friends. Here is a picture of me at our wax museum in third grade. We had to memorize the answers to questions about the person we choose. That is my aide sitting on the steps behind us. She helped me do my research, but I did my presentation by myself. In sixth and seventh grade, I had great friends and two really great teachers, Mrs. Teplin and Mrs. Fay, taught history and science. They were the best. Mrs. Fay called me Travi, and sometimes I rode my bike to Mrs. Teplin's house to say hi. In eighth grade, the school tried to move me into one class for the whole day with just kids with special needs. The new science and history teachers thought I should not be in the classes, and even my two resource teachers wanted me in extended resource. My mom fought with them for the whole year. She did not really tell me at first because I was still kind of a kid. But when she told me, I told her I thought it would be cool and unusual punishment. I had learned about due process in history class, so we went and talked to a judge about it all. That's when I met Shirley Costin. Mrs. Fay and Mrs. Teplin told the judge that I made them better teachers, and they wanted me in the classes. It took 4 days, but we won again. And I got to stay in all same classes I'd always been in. I loved high school and got involved with even more activities. I took leadership, played unified soccer, and unified basketball. I took biomedical science, history, civics, science development, and 2 years of Spanish. My teachers modified work for me, but I learned the same topics as everyone else. I had resource teachers for English arts, and we read great books like The Great Gatsby, The Scarlet Letter, The Fault in Our Stars, Paper Towns, and The Hunger Games. One day at the airport, I saw a woman wearing the same shirt and we just started talking about the Great Gatsby. Reading is important. My friend Maddie, who was in extended resource, said her class didn't read books at all, but sometimes they read the newspaper. Reading this book in 10th grade, I learned how to advocate for myself and what to do if someone hurts me. I learned to always tell the truth, even when it is hard or I'm afraid. I think it was a really good book and a really good lesson for high schoolers. We read The After Dooley, True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, and then watched the movie about it called Smoke Signals. We also read another book by a Spokane author talking about a boy and his family struggling with poverty and homelessness. It was fun to read books with protagonists who are teenagers and from my state. I really liked The Giver. It taught me about stories and how important it is. This is the final paragraph I wrote. I want to have stories in my life. I want to choose my own job. In The Giver, they tell people what jobs to have. I want to have my own emotions, even the hard ones. I want to have love with my family and pets. I want to have my own memories and learn about history and science. Choice is important to me. In Single Survivor, I made a budget for moving out because I want to live independently. I learned how expensive apartments are and how to be careful with my money. In science, we dissected a feeder pig. The boys thought it was too gross to pick it up the heart, but I didn't. After high school, I got a job at a Mexican restaurant and grocery. I love Mexican food, so it was the perfect job for me. I would trip 2 hours each week for about 2 years because of coronavirus. I was laid off from my job in March. In September 2018, I started as Spokane Community College in the Inclusive College to Career program. When I went to my interview, I walked in by myself. I didn't need my mom. The first year, I went to college 4 days a week and went 1 day a week to my school district's program for students, ages 18 to 21. So that the school district would pay for college. My favorite classes were health and wellness, stress management, first aid, and yoga. Last year, I got a scholarship from Ruby's Rainbow to pay for college. So went there 5 days a week for my second year of college. I took Intro to Communication, Human Relationships, Spellness, and Yoga. Later this month, I will go to Washington State University and live on campus with two or three roommates. I will take two classes, have an internship, and do a lot of campus activities. I can't wait. I'm already pretty independent at home, but I'm excited to move into my own place and really live like an adult. I am ready. I talked about my school, but I wanted to tell you about my hobbies too. I really like being outside. I go hiking with my friends and love helping to plant the gardens with my aunt. I have done Special Olympics bowling since I was 8. I learned to ride a bike when I was 13 and ride with my family and team. I also play unified soccer. Skiing is my favorite sport. I started skiing when I was 10 and TJ became my coach when I was 11. He is also a great friend now. We ski unified and won a bronze medal last year. I started piano lessons. I was 11 and did my senior recital last year. My teacher had never had a student with special needs, but that didn't matter. She's just taught me. She also wrote a song for us. Three generations were my grandma and I play piano, and my mom played the horn. My senior recital was shorter than the other seniors, and I didn't have to memorize my music, but except that it was just the same. My teacher said I didn't have to give one, but I am glad I did. I felt very fancy and grown up to be on the stage by myself, my progress. Since my mom is a musician and my big brother is a senior and an actor, I've grown up around music. I love going to my mom's symphony concerts, the opera and musicals, and seeing my brother in his plays. He was in Little Shop of Horrors. I got to touch the plant. For Christmas 2018, my mom got me a plane ticket to visit my friend Ciara and two tickets for us to go to the Pink concert. It was so much fun, and I really liked flying by myself and being independent. because I've never been in a classroom with just kids with special needs. My friends are mostly people who don't have special needs. I like being with all kinds of people. I would not have liked it if I only spent my whole day at school with just kids with special needs. I would never have met my best friends. This is my advice to parents and teachers and students. Thank you for watching to my session, and I hope you have enjoyed it since this presentation is recorded. I can't answer any questions, but if have any of you can email me or email my mom, Casey. Bye.